you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near.
Reading from Psalm 89, verse 1. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, June 8th, 2022. Hey, Marianne.
Hey, Mark. Can I say something?
Yes.
Okay, everybody's
because you know
listening.
I'm going to get on a roll.
Okay. Happy birthday, Roger,
Roger the servant Weisgarver. Happy birthday, Roger. Yeah, that's right. A little birdie tweeted us and let us know about that. And we're going to be reading one of his articles in
we
a few minutes here.
Yeah,
appreciate Roger Weisgarver. Roger and Audrey live in Monticello, Illinois. So we appreciate those two. And let's see, quick little recap. Gosh, so much is going on. And
yeah, it is.
Today we have our studio guests for the Mark and Friends edition, and we're going to be talking about what is true repentance.
Ooh.
So I sent out a lot of texts yesterday and an email to those that have attended. It seems like each week there's a few more people or a few new people. So
that's nice.
We have some that'll be showing up at noon today for our special audience participate in a conversation on what is true repentance. So if you stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org or WLUJ.org, and you go to the Mark and Friends tab, you'll see a sign up right there, and you can ask your questions and be a part of the broadcast.
So fun.
Yeah. So, let's see. So Monday, I was in Springfield, Monday and Tuesday, and had Tim on. He did your reading or the readings from the prayer book. It was really good. It was try tears. Are we passionate about crying out to God on behalf of people or situations? Is there a stirring in our heart? Like, Lord, I'm agonizing over my brother, my family member, my neighbor. You know, I want them to know you or the situation that's out of control in this part of the town or in the world. You know, Lord, do something, move. And are our prayers tear-filled? Mm-hmm. And that's what I think it was Booth. Oh, who's the founder of the Salvation Army?
Booth. That's his name.
He had said to some of his people, have you prayed to tears yet, basically? You know, are you passionately praying?
It's quite a statement.
So that was on Monday. And then yesterday, and I don't know if people saw the post because I didn't get the picture till late morning, but I have a picture of Michael and his son, Benjamin James DeHart. Little Benjamin is in a wheelbarrow and Michael, his dad, is pushing him. But they were a part of yesterday. Today's testimony Tuesday, but it closed out with a little prayer by Benjamin. He's a prayer warrior. Prayer warriors can start at 7 years of age, but
they
was wonderful. He prayed. All three of us prayed before the program. And then I introduced him and I said, you know, share something about yourself. And he goes, I'm Benjamin James DeHart.
Awesome.
And he's just shared some things. And my birthday's.
Oh, let's get that in.
Yeah.
Sweet. Like, I love it.
And then later on, he was honoring his dad. I love my dad. And he knew when Father's Day was the date. And I was like, gosh, I didn't even know when Father's Day was. And then he closed out the program with prayer. And then Michael shared some of his testimony and faith journey and just the crazy life he was living. Marijuana in the home. And the parents said, as long as you smoke it with us here at home, that's okay. Don't go out and party and smoke it.
Okay.
It's like, what? You know, and so his drug addiction started early and just the neat ways that God reached out to him in some supernatural ways. And then how he's been passionately, faithfully following him. And he's a street evangelist. He loves to go to parks or the neighborhood and just proclaim Jesus as Lord. So he shared a little of that. So That was yesterday in Springfield. Love that studio and the team there. Then we also announced that Joyce Mankey is officially, as of June 1st, our new station manager for the WLUJ family of stations.
Yeah, she's rolling.
Yeah, she's rolling. Well, you know, the Zoom meeting we had yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
But we also pointed out that Tim is still our operations manager. Some people thought he was the station manager. No, he was hired as the operation manager. I was filling in as the station manager and the general manager and functioning with more caps than you finally, Marianne. But anyway,
we have a closet full of caps here.
In fact, the newsletter, I think we'll be assembling it tomorrow at 11. So we'll be sending out to the WLUJ listeners, those that have supported or contacted the station within the last few years. I think there's about 1,800 plus newsletters that'll be going out.
That's great.
But it's a special announcement, a two-pager with some great photographs. And so it'll give sort of my overview of where I see God leading us. And then also Joyce has a message that she shares. So if you want to volunteer tomorrow at our Springfield location beginning at 11, come join us or call in so we can probably have pizza around noon or some point, and we'll basically label and stamp and insert and seal with a nice sticker so nobody has to lick the envelopes or use the little water thing that allows it to be sealed. We have these nice stickers we put on it. Anyway, that'll happen probably from 11 to 2 or 3, depending on how many people show up and such, but that'll be a great newsletter. And if you're a part of the WLUJ family of stations and you haven't called in for a long time and you want to be a part of things, give us a call at 217-528-2300, 217-528-2300 to receive the newsletter. Or if you want to volunteer tomorrow at our Springfield location, 600 West Mason Street in Springfield. And I already contacted Michael, and he thinks he's going to be able to bring his son, Benjamin, his daughter, Evelyn. And so there'll be three already.
You may get a crowd, and it may go quickly.
Yeah, so hopefully a crowd today for the taping of Mark and Friends. And that'll be at noon today here at our Champaign studios at Marketplace Mall. And then tomorrow in Springfield at our Springfield studios.
I think that's so fun. You and Jason are doing that.
Getting
people in.
It's been great and wonderful. But some of the real lively conversations are the half hour afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And so we're trying to figure out how do we replicate all the questions and the things that are said and shared and referenced and testimonies given. Because some people, I think, as soon as the microphones are down, then they
just ease up.
Yeah. So we haven't figured that. But now we have these new microphones set up, and I think it'll be a little easier to hear people because I have to turn it really high to get the people in, like, the second row, and it's sometimes hard to hear. So we'll see how it all works out. But, yeah, exciting week so far. And tomorrow Tim's going to have Joyce on, so it'll be her first broadcast in the studio.
Y'all are just yanking her all over. She's trying to move and everything else.
Yeah, she's been back. As she mentioned yesterday, we said, so Joyce, how's the move going? Basically from Waterloo, she's packing up all the things that her and her husband, Verlin, have put together these many years and bringing them back to the Springfield area. And she goes, I'm just tired.
Well, that's honest and true. That's good.
It was fun. She was great. She's going to be a great station manager, and we're excited to have her boots on the ground officially, like on an ongoing basis, on the 20th.
Okay.
So she still has time to get settled in and get things set. But
you give her, that's so much time.
Yeah, we'll give her a few days before I start working her really hard.
Exactly.
But I opened up with the Psalm 89, verse 1. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I'll make your faithfulness known through all generations, because Roger's article always deals with individuals that love music, love to sing, love to compose, love to put music into the hearts and minds of people throughout the world. And he wrote a really good article in this month's edition, the June edition of the Prime Life Times, under Musically Speaking by Roger Weisgarver. And I'll let you take it over from here.
That's the name of his column every month, Musically Speaking. And this month, he wrote about Ralph Trotto, the blind guitarist who lived from 1929 to 2000. In 1981, a gentleman mentioned an old acquaintance of mine who played the guitar. Though not a music critic, this man believed the guitarist played at least as well as Chet Atkins.
Hmm.
Well, and this guitarist was blind. Ralph Trotto of Aurora, Indiana, held a
Indiana, a little shout out for our Indiana listeners.
Yeah. Held a very special place in many people's hearts, especially because of how he became a Christian. Ralph was already guitarist for Kiamichi Christian Men's Clinic in Honubi, Oklahoma. That is how you say that, Mark. It's spelled different.
I looked
it up. They say it that way, that the people that live there.
Yeah, H-O-N-O-B-I-A.
It's on Choctaw land, I think, in Honubi, Oklahoma, which drew 8,000 men each year. He also played each year for Michigan's North Man's Encampment. The gentleman I spoke to had heard Ralph play. Impressed, he asked him to play at revival meetings in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Hmm.
During the meetings, this man discovered that Ralph had never received Christ as Savior because no one had ever bothered to invite him.
Hmm.
One night, Ralph laid down his guitar and went to the altar during the invitation, to everyone's surprise. During that revival, Ralph brought tears to many eyes as he strummed his guitar and said, "One day, I was riding on a bus when I noticed a fair-haired lass and wished I could be young again. Then the young lady stood and hobbled by on crutches. She had but one leg, and as she passed, she smiled at me. He then went into the chorus, 'God forgive me, when I whine, I have two legs, the world is mine.'"
Hmm. I was thinking it was going to go on to say that he ended up marrying her and what a beautiful pair they made.
Yeah,
and
that would have been an interesting story too. Ralph Trotto was born blind on December 12, 1929 in Cincinnati, Ohio. The education he received during his 5 years...
Oh, yeah. I was wondering how he noticed that she was
fair-haired... Well, you just interrupt any old time, don't you?
Yeah, that she was a fair-haired lass.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's what my guess is, that people told him sitting next to him, you know, and that he related.
I was thinking maybe he had some eyesight
then, I did too.
But now that he was born blind...
good thinking there, Mark.
There were others probably thinking, I wonder how that happens.
No, that's observant. I mean, that's good. And where do you think I was?
Cincinnati,
Ohio. The education he received during his 5 years at the Indiana State School for the Blind served him well. He learned to play music by ear, first tapping with a stick on cans filled to various levels with water. He didn't need eyes to guide his hands. His body and soul were moved by the rhythm of the beat. At age 7, Ralph started playing the harmonica. Soon, his mother paid $1 for his first guitar.
Hmm.
He never changed instruments after that. He sat for hours practicing the guitar with no instructor. He could soon tune his guitar by ear and pick out tunes. Eventually, he became a remarkable, highly skilled, self-taught guitarist with a good voice for the country gospel music that was his favorite. One of his favorite methods of playing and sharing a message was to perform song poems.
Song poems.
Yeah. What'd I say?
Poems or something.
Poems. 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 Okay. Wow, you messed me up. All right. Poems. Song poems. Is that good?
Yeah.
Speaking a verse or two, then singing the chorus.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to this tonight to see how you said it really. You said it perfectly well.
I don't know. As Ralph's talents became known, he made hundreds of appearances. If you're from the Midwest, he likely played at a church near you. He became the main instrumentalist at the Aurora, Indiana Church of Christ. Ralph played in at least 2 revival meetings in Piatt County, Illinois.
Hey, that's my county.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Piatt County, right on the Sangamon River.
Oh, no, you didn't do that right. Piatt County by the Sangamon.
Oh, that's much better.
I attended one of them in 1971 at Monticello's First Christian Church. He loved asking young people to play with him, and that was how I, as a 14-year-old, got to play trumpet with him.
Hmm.
Typically, you would start your song, and he joined in, strumming and improvising regardless of the key.
Wait, is this Roger who played the trumpet with
him? The writer's saying that. That's
good
Roger.
Good job, Roger, birthday boy.
I know it. Typically, you'd start your song, and he joined in, strumming and improvising regardless of the key. He was so talented that it was easy to forget his blindness.
Mm.
Never imagine that Ralph sat at home because of his blindness. Quite the contrary. He performed and shared his testimony in 9 different states. In fact, he was rarely at home. Between his performing engagements, Ralph recorded four LPs with many original songs.
Now, for those that are younger, LPs, what does that mean, you know?
Long playing?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that
records,
right?
Like, okay, yeah, the
yeah.
LPs.
The old vinyl.
Yeah.
One album was titled If I Can Help Somebody. His last album was The Things I See.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, the final decade of Ralph's life was void of music. A tragic car wreck left him paralyzed, without the use of arms and hands.
Mm.
He was never the same without his songs. Ralph Trotto went to be with the Lord on March 18th, 2000, at 70. He died in Cincinnati and is buried in My Lan. They don't say Milan.
Hmm.
They say Milan in Europe. They say My Lan in Indiana. A master musician, this humble servant of God, never let his blindness inhibit him when he played his chosen instrument, the guitar.
The guitar.
The guitar.
Yeah.
Okay, Monticello, Illinois resident Roger Weisgarber.
Woohoo! It's his birthday today, everyone.
Well, we know that. Let me get through this. Roger Weisgarber combines his interest in music and history as he writes about musicians of our past. Roger _ Weisgarber at MSN.com. And now you can do your wahoo.
Well, it was like yesterday during our weekly staff Zoom meeting when one of our board members was a part of it. And I kept sitting there, Edward Jones, did I mention that board member?
That was Daryl Kennedy.
This is Roger Weisgarber. Did you know it's his birthday today?
Did you know it's his birthday? It is. And happy birthday, Roger.
Yeah,
you're
happy
so
birthday,
great.
Roger.
These articles you're producing are just wonderful.
Yeah, we missed him at Monday night singing men rehearsal. He's our chaplain.
You guys can sing happy birthday next Monday.
Devotional thoughts for the team and such. So he wasn't able to make it, but we still praise him and thank him and thank God for him. And
he's a very important part of this radio station.
Oh, yeah. He was hired on, this is right before he developed the Guillain-Barré syndrome,
right.
And that took him out of commission for a long time. And still, he's not fully recovered. But, yeah, he's got a number of gifts and talents and abilities, a good voice. And so he's helped a lot of behind-the-scenes thing and database stuff and different little projects from time to time. And he's been writing faithfully, musically speaking, for some years now.
Yeah, so. Wow. I love it.
Did I tell you, did you know it's his birthday today?
Happy birthday, Roger.
Hey, thank you, Roger. Happy birthday. All right, that little birdie's going to be pleased that told us it was his birthday.
Yeah. Don't mind Mark. Yeah.
All right, time for listener letters.
Yes.
So we have about 5 or 6 minutes. We can share some of the comments, thoughts, prayer requests, and things that are on your mind about this radio ministry.
All right. This is from Sharon in Danville. Should I go ahead and read it?
Hey, Sharon. Oh, is this the one where there's some red?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, oh, every month.
Yeah.
Sharon and Butch, right?
All right. Mark and staff to WGNN, we share such an awesome God. Our
Amen.
King is coming. Looking forward to seeing and meeting everybody in heaven.
Hmm.
Isaiah 40:31, in Jesus' name, Butch.
Well, maybe even before then, we'll get to meet up. Yeah, they've been faithful supporters for many, many, many years. This comes from James from Urbana. He just writes, thank you, James.
Oh, nice.
He's been a monthly supporter for a long time. He's a barber in Urbana.
Oh, really?
And cuts people's hair, has the radio on many times, and gives out Bibles and tracts like Ministry Resources, maybe Unshackled or Daily Breads. He's a Christian barber that uses his platform to reach people for Jesus.
That's awesome. This is from Beth in Champaign.
Hey, Beth.
Okay. Mark, once again, thank you for your awesome radio station.
Hmm.
I listen to it 24/7. God bless.
Hey, get some sleep.
Oh, no, I keep listening.
It's kind of like us. Yeah, we have it on a lot. This comes from Bobby from Taylorville, and he writes a prayer request for his son and some other personal things. And thank you, Bobby. We prayed it up. We've added it to our prayer list, and we'll continue to pray.
And this also came to WLUJ from Lisa in Springfield. Thank you for all that you do and for the excellent programs you air. Thank you, WLUJ staff and volunteers. May God bless you all.
And that's from?
Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. God's best to you. This comes from Dennis from Gibson City. Known Dennis for a long time. Come on, Dennis, come sing with the Singing Men of GNN at the end of the month. We're singing at the Tolono Fun Days.
You don't still slip
time.
That in, are you?
Yeah. He paints and an all-around handyman guy.
Oh, that's cool.
I have
cool.
a painting project. I wonder if he'd come help me with it. But, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
He's writing us. He says, it's all great news. Keep it up, Dennis.
Nice.
Thank you, Dennis.
And this is from Sarah in Greenview. And
hey,
this,
Sarah.
Yeah, to WLUJ. Hi, Sarah. She says, you've been a blessing to me as I commute to work for over 25 years.
Wow.
Thank you, Sarah.
Hey, thank you, Sarah. Thank you for your support. This comes from Donna from Tolono. That's right where we'll be singing the Singing Men at the end of the month. In fact, we're doing a number of patriotic selections. Then we'll close out with the national anthem. Then they light off the fireworks. So that's coming up.
And where is this, in Tolono?
Tolono, in that main park. There's not too many parks in Tolono.
That sounds nice.
And it's Tolono Fun Days. It's the last Saturday in the month. And I don't have the date in front of me. I need a calendar.
That sounds really nice, though.
Yeah, come on out, everyone. Yeah, this comes from Donna from Tolono. Bless your souls and the souls of all who hear your broadcast. What a wonderful way to reach out to those who are searching. God bless you. And your staff, Donna. Well, thank you, Donna, and all of you that are being blessed because Donna was praying and asking God to bless all the souls that are tuned in.
That's awesome. Thank you. Prayer is just vital.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is from Pamela in Springfield.
And hey, Pamela.
She signed it, your WLUJ listening friend, Pamela. I love that.
Hmm.
It says, good morning, WLUJ friends. Certainly enjoy listening to WLUJ. I moved to the area in 2008 and found the station. Many thanks for your great Christian program options. Especially enjoy Sunday evenings.
2008, so that's been a number of years.
Yeah.
This is another letter that was sent to the WLUJ stations. This is from Carolyn from Lincoln. Now, she can hear Great News Radio format and the WLUJ format.
Yeah, they've got them
format.
Both down there.
Yeah, she gets all the options. And it's on one of their response cards. So she circled the praises and she put, also very much enjoying Donna Leland and the contemporary music after Through the Bible. And then she has her note below, hoping, praying, waiting, trusting for a Great News Radio station in Davenport and Freeport areas.
Oh.
All the Freeport area has is contemporary Christian music and talk, teachings sorely needed, Charles Stanley and Through the Bible. So those are some of her favorites. She lives in Lincoln, and I think she travels to see grandkids or other family members. And so
she wants us to expand that way. Yeah, we got to do that.
We're praying up some things now. We're working on some power increases in Fisher for Macomb and then also in the Carlinville area. So we'll be saying more about that in the coming days, but waiting on some estimates and some antenna manufacturing quotes. And so, yeah, exciting time. So I don't know if we'll quite make it to Davenport or Freeport yet,
maybe in the future,
but who knows what God has in store. And it's a team effort. It's all of you participating and helping, whether it's ongoing giving, which is very helpful and appreciative, so we can somewhat budget or at least count on certain funds coming in, to others of you that give one-time gifts or a special year-end gift, or those of you that have been celebrating our 35 years of broadcasting and lifting high the name of Jesus, the WLUJ family of stations. A number of people have donated $35 or they were $20 a month givers and want to increase to $35 a month
that's
celebrate, or special gifts. Some have given $350.
Oh, that's nice.
$10 for every year. So we appreciate all the gifts that come in. We thank God for you. And if you want to help, don't ever hesitate to write. Our two addresses are Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, and also the WLUJ family of stations, 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702.
And also, please pray for us.
Yeah, pray for us. Your prayers are cherished.
Yes, they are.
Appreciated. And are a gift from God.
Can feel them, too.
Yeah, amen. All right, everyone. Well, a lot going on this week. At noon today, Pastor Jason Schiffel joins me, and we'll have our friends here as a part of the broadcast. And tomorrow we'll be assembling a newsletter going out by the end of the week.
That's in Springfield.
For the WLUJ family of stations. And then look forward to that Singing Men concert in Tolono for Tolono Fun Days. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marian Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.